KTAR, in depth.
Well, just about every school district in the state has begun classes for the new school year. And in February, the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association reported there were nearly 3,000 teacher vacancies in the state. And that's a little bit alarming. So tonight we have Arizona's State Superintendent of Public Instruction as our guest, Tom Horn. Hello, Mr. Horn.
Great to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. So 3,000 teachers short. Is that number correct? Is that what you're seeing?
I don't know anything to contradict it, so let's accept it.
All right. That sounds like a tremendous number of teachers to be short. Where are we seeing the biggest shortage? Is it here in the major metropolitan areas, or is it more in the rural
areas? No, the biggest shortage in the rural areas. I've talked to superintendents in rural areas who are just desperate to get people in.
So how are they filling the gap in the meantime? What are they doing?
Well, they're trying to use substitutes, people that don't have teaching credentials. It's tough for them. But let me tell you how we solve the problem. I think there are three elements to solving this problem. The first is we have got to pay our teachers more. No school is any better than the quality of the teacher in the classroom. And our surrounding states pay their teachers more. We lose good teachers to surrounding states. We can't continue to do that. And we need to make that a bipartisan effort. Representative Matt Gress, a Republican, proposed a $10,000 raise for every teacher, which would have put us in the top 10 in the country in starting salaries. And it failed for partisan reasons. We need to make this a bipartisan effort. We've got to pay our teachers more. Secondly, we have to persuade, and this is a very high priority for me, we have to persuade our principals and district office administrators to support teachers on discipline. Teachers cannot teach in a class if when they call the district office because of a student misbehaving, they're told to use social emotional learning. That's not a disincentive. We have to bring back discipline, and our administrators need to support our teachers in discipline. I've served on a school board for 24 years. We never reversed a teacher one time on discipline, we became known as the toughest district around, and our learning went up and our test scores went up. When teachers leave the profession, we survey them, and in many cases, the number one reason for leaving is not salary. That's number two. The number one reason for leaving is they're not supported by administration, especially on discipline. The third thing is academic achievement. Now, we want to raise academic achievement for its own sake, but also I've seen statistics where schools that do very well have zero turnover, because when teachers are really achieving and they see their students achieving, they want to stay. They're having satisfaction of their work. So my highest priority of all priorities, and every one of the 600 people in my department know this and they all have to work for this, is to raise academic achievement in our schools.
So these are, I think no one would disagree with you on any of these topics as a way to keep teachers in the classroom. Let's go right back to what you were talking about, raising teachers' salaries. And you mentioned that a bill failed on the bipartisan level. What can we do to fix that? How do we get everybody on board with this? What would be the reason for not wanting to pay teachers more?
Well, I don't know. You know, I was surprised the teachers' union opposed this bill. Most of the Democrats in the legislature opposed it. It was for partisan reasons. If it had been proposed by a Democrat, they would have voted for it. So our job is to make it a bipartisan effort, get Republicans and Democrats together and make a joint effort to do something like what Matt Gress tried to do. Then we would have success.
So until we can get a higher salary approved and we can work on the other things that you were suggesting are a problem, as teachers say, discipline issues and academic achievement. Do you know if schools in Arizona are looking abroad to recruit teachers? We've been hearing this.
Yes, we're actively involved in that as well. We have a company that we're working with. And as long as they can speak English, understandably, there's been a problem. Some teachers from some companies, from some countries, the students had trouble understanding their English. So we have to make sure that their English is good. Some of them are excellent teachers. I mean, I know of excellent teachers in Mexico, for example, and certainly in Canada. So we have to do the best we can. And that's one of our major objectives, is to work with the government to get them work visas so they can come and teach our kids.
We're speaking with State School Superintendent Tom Horn about the shortage of teachers in Arizona's classrooms as we get underway with another year, about 3,000 short. ASU Teachers College has a program. This has been in progress now for a few years, which essentially covers tuition for education graduates who stay and teach in Arizona. I would have thought that this would have been a great incentive to get more students in there and have more teachers staying here in the state. Is this not working?
I don't know if it's working. I certainly hope it is. I think Michael Crow, the president of ASU, has been a great leader on not only for his university, but also K-12 education. He's doing a lot to do some of the things I talk about, raise our academic standards.
Well, I sure hope that people are taking advantage of this because, I mean, when you can get your college covered by going into education and then you agree to stay and teach in Arizona for an amount of time, that seems like a win-win for everyone. So I certainly hope
it sure is. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. The State Schools Superintendent Tom Horn joining us tonight to talk about our teacher shortage and things that we need to do to try to keep public education in Arizona at the top of the game. We really need to do it because we certainly don't want to lose it. Superintendent Horn, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'd love to be with you any other time you want me, even on short notice. I'll come on with you.
Absolutely. We'll call you again. If you'd like to hear more, just download the KTAR app and subscribe to the Arizona's Evening News podcast.